It was a frantic race to caucus night, the candidates crisscrossing Iowa trying to get as much face time with caucusers as possible.
I'm here eye to eye one more time to ask you to caucus for me on Monday, February 3rd.
The reason I'm running is because I think uniquely right now, you don't have time to figure out what your foreign policy is. You don't have time to build relations. You got to have them immediately with the world leaders.
The three Senate candidates held in D.C. through Friday night due to the impeachment trial, trying to make up for lost time.
We are the campaign that is going to bring about the largest voter turnout in American history.
Meanwhile, their surrogates made headlines.
I don't remember if you guys remember last week when someone by the name of Hillary Clinton said that nobody, we're not going to boo. We're classy here.
No, classy. I'll boo. Boo.
And supporters canvassed every block.
We're just trying to make sure we talk to as many people as we can and make sure that they come out to caucus.
What are the interactions like?
I mean, honestly, for the most part, very positive. I think a lot of people are just looking for people to talk to in person and get some information straight from another human being.
By caucus night, it was time to finish the job.
I did hear your comment on universal health care. I'm from the Joe Biden campaign.
In an armory basement in Cedar Rapids with 437 caucusers, the first alignment left Mayor Pete, Senators Warren, Klobuchar, and Sanders, and former Vice President Joe Biden as viable candidates. Biden just squeaking in with two votes above the 15% cutoff.
You're not the only one.
In the second wave, supporters of Bloomberg, Yang, Gabbard, Harris, and Uncommitted made their second alignment. In the end, the large paper at the front of the room showed Buttigieg on top with 115 votes, followed by Warren with 86, Klobuchar and Sanders with 80 each, and Biden at 73. But behind the podium, there were issues. The precinct secretary was supposed to enter in all of the results via an app, but it wasn't working. The backup plan? They needed to call in the results to the party headquarters in Des Moines. Linda Langston was the caucus chair.
And we are still sitting here waiting. What exactly are you waiting on? What has been the frustration tonight?
I think we learned a couple of days ago that there were some challenges with using the app that the party had provided, and so we were asked to call in our results. On the first call that we made, we were told to only call in once when our caucus was concluded. That was just a recorded message. Now when we have called in, we are on hold, and it's one of those lovely Muzak recordings that tells you that your call will be taken in the order in which it was received. There are 1,700 precincts in Iowa. Some of them may have used the app, but I suspect that there are a fair number that are trying to call in.
This has got to be frustrating on a night when pretty much everything went smooth. I mean, there are a few spoiled ballots, but I mean, and now you're sitting here waiting.
And I think the world is waiting.
By 11 p.m., 2 hours after the second alignment was counted in an empty venue, the secretary remained on hold.
Thank you for calling the Iowa Democratic Party's caucus hotline. All of our representatives are currently busy. Your call will be answered in the order in which it was received. We look forward to talking to you soon.
By 11:15, the custodian entered and told us we all had to leave. The secretary telling me on her way out she would remain on hold as long as it took. 100% of the precincts wouldn't be officially tabulated for days.